This year's May Bumps on Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke. Every sweep. Every bump. As and when it happens. On 97.2.
W5.
So at the head of this field, there's only four boats in this division. At the top, we've got Emmanuel, W5, followed by Murray Edwards, W4. Behind them, Gurton, W3, who were bumped down by Murray Edwards yesterday. And then bringing up the rear, Fitzwilliam, W3. So I hope you're seeing them start in a minute. Have we had the one-minute cannon, Alice?
Yes. I actually think that one-minute cannon has been the start cannon, because I can now see four boats rowing towards me. So I think the W5 division is now underway, and I think they will. They're currently just coming under the motorway bridge, so they should be with me in about 30 seconds. In the meantime, I can confirm that Churchill M3 have been awarded the bump on St. Catherine's M4 and are currently parked right next to me and are getting some rather nice foliage out of the bushes for their row home, which I think means Hughes Hall will be delivered a technical row over by the umpires at the bottom of the M6 division. And at the moment, it is W5 rowing towards me. I can just see Emma W5 coming past me now. They're looking fairly comfortable. They're not rating terribly highly, but they're really putting some effort in. And they actually have got pretty decent boat speed for a boat this far down the division. Behind them is Murray Edwards W4. Again, they're about two lengths, so that's two lengths of a boat behind now. So Emma is currently pulling away from them, and it looks like those two might row over. The final two boats in the division, which is Gurton W3 and Fitzwilliam W3, they are also currently on station, although they're about six lengths behind Murray Edwards W4. So it doesn't look like there's going to be any early bumps in this division. Jeff, is there anything going on where you are?
Keep them away.
Yeah, well, I'm at first post corner where the Emma crew are just pushing past me, looking very strong, looking resplendent in hot pink outfits, actually, which are very complimentary with their oars. Followed behind them is the Murray Edwards W4, looking serious in black. What's happening with you? Is there a bump?
Okay, Gurton W3 has just been bumped right in front of me by Fitz W3. You're now holding it up, and that is it. That is a bump at the bottom end of the W5 division. So that is the end of actually where I am. Jeff, can you see anything where you are?
Well, I can see Gurton drifting over, looking very dejected to the side of the river, unfortunately, where they're actually meeting the Gurton boat from the M5 division before them. So both bumps for Gurton. Successive bumps for the Gurton W3 girls. Very unfortunate. Ben, what are you seeing on Grassy Corner?
Well, I'm on Grassy Corner, and I can just see coming through the gut into Grassy Corner. It's a bit of a tussle between Emma W5 and Murray Edwards W4. Emma's blade heights are atrocious. They're all over the place. And that's really allowed Murray Edwards, who have a much tighter kind of rhythm, much tighter togetherness, although that's kind of coming apart as well. One of them's just caught a crab. I think that was possibly the 4C, but I can't confirm that at this distance. They're coming towards me now. They're more or less on station, but both boats looking very tired. Emma has taken a really nice line. They've brought it back together now as they come past me. Very impressed. Again, really impressed by their outfits. Well done, Steph, for calling that one. So they've much more tightly together. The cocks barking at them. They're looking tired. Their eyes aren't fully in the boat. Maybe, you know, focus on each other, girls. Come on, pull it together. But they have increased. They've increased their lead to about three boat lengths. Now, Murray Edwards are coming past me. Now, their boat is called Winston. It's not quite octopusy, but I guess it'll do. Now, their blade heights are much more together. Their strokes are in a much tighter rhythm than Emma, but they're just not putting quite as much power down. And unless they can do that, even though they're taking a much tighter line around the barges, they're not going to be able to catch them. But of course, it's all to play for, and they are still holding that distance of about three to four boat lengths. Carissa, can you see Emma coming up towards you on Ditton Corner yet?
They are just
They are just coming into my sight here on Disney Corner Bend. There's still, I cannot see how many boat lengths, but it still looks like there's a good distance between Emma and Murray Edwards. I can just see Emma coming towards me now. The wind has kind of died down. They look like they're taking it calm. The strokes are in rhythm. And I can just behind them see Murray Edwards looking a little bit off rhythm, actually. But there's a good distance there between Emma and Murray Edwards, actually gaining distance. I can see another crew coming around the corner. Not sure who that would be as they've bumped out. Could be Fitzwilliam.
That's going to be St. Cat.
Emma is still rowing on. St. Cat's M4. Okay, well, we've got two races going on here. The women's W5 and the men's M6. Emma are just coming up to me now. Their strokes are really getting out of time. But they've still got a really good lead. About three boat lengths on Murray Edwards. Looking very fetching in pink, all got their matching what are they called? Sweatbands. Go on, Murray Edwards, there they go, just zooming past me. Looking tired, giving a lot of encouragement. Up come Murray Edwards behind me. They're still not really rowing in time, but they're still putting the effort in. There's a good six boat length between them now. Still rowing.
Ben.
They're keeping it together. The cox is giving them a lot of encouragement. There's a lot of pain on the faces, a lot of puffing and puffing, but they're keeping it going. I've now lost Emma around the corner onto long reach. Ben, what's going on with you?
Well, I'm just here at Grassy Corner. It's an interesting one because all the men's boats from that M6 are coming. So all the men's boats are coming past now, Carissa. And what's interesting is they're obviously rowing a little bit faster than W5 division. You sort of wonder whether they've been started off a little too quickly. They might well catch the women before they finish the long reach. The men have finished rowing. The women are still going. They're still in a tussle for the top of the W5 division. Emma, W5, looking to row over. Murray Ed's probably not going to catch them. But I've just seen the Corpus fancy dress boat going past. We've also had the Downing rugby boat. And I can just see, I think, the green blades of Girton. This would be Girton M4 here, coming past me now. Well,
Katz has just gone past me, as you said, and I've got two more men's boats. I can see the Corpus fancy dress boat coming past me here on Grassy Corner, but it looks like it's winding down over here, Ben.
May bumps.
Cam FM.
Results.
In W5, Fitz W3 bumped up on Girton W3 at the bottom of the division early in the course, and the fight between Murray Edwards 4 and Emmanuel 5 carried on all the way down Long Reach into a very tough headwind. I followed them all the way down that and they didn't close at all. So Emma remain at the head of that division to row again in W4 in just a minute's time.
Maybumps.
Cam FM.